Dear editor, I don't understand what all the fuss is about. The world at large is a little tumultuous, but here in Canada we're just fine. We live in the happiest place on earth. We're safe. There's nothing to protest. I've got nothing to complain about. I don't understand people like those truckers, and their horn blowing. Causing a ruckus is so un-Canadian. Thank goodness we have that wonderful Justin Trudeau to protect us from everything. He shepherded us safely through the pandemic by insisting that vaccinations were the only way to get through. He was proud of us Canadians, who stood shoulder to shoulder, or was it nose to flank in line for our shots? Sure, if governments and doctors' associations and the media hadn't suppressed the use of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, maybe 2 out of 3 people wouldn't have died, but Mr. Trudeau knows best. He knows what to do. After all, he's a second-rate drama teacher, but a first-rate globalist. The way he stayed away from that fringe minority, with unacceptable views, and refused to let anyone from his government even speak to them, was brilliant. And how clever he was to declare the Emergencies Act, the old War Measures Act, to send his thugs to clear the streets and put down the Bouncy Castle Rebellion once and for all. Fighting for our democracy, like his dad fought those murdering FLQ terrorists trying to break up the country. Pretty much the same thing. And if some single mother can't put food on the table for her child because she scraped up $50 for the Freedom Convoy and now finds her bank account frozen, well, now she knows she shouldn't have done that. And all those truckers who've had their insurance cancelled and are out of business, well, that's the price you pay for non-compliance. I look forward to the wonderful things Mr. Trudeau hopes to accomplish for us. Like saving us from climate change. Keeping us safe is his main goal, not national unity. He's going to bury the dirty old oil and gas industry and make those carbon-emitting cowboys in Alberta learn to write code and assemble solar panels. He'll drag us all into his 21st century. He's already declared, or was it the WEF, that all vehicles will be electric by 2050. He wants autonomous vehicles that can be tracked and monitored so we can pay a mileage tax wherever we go. As we should. That will save the planet from half of Canada's 1% contribution to global carbon dioxide emissions. I hear the police will be able to disable every vehicle remotely. That will stop the bad people from getting away with anything. Yes, it's a wonderful life. I feel secure. When I rub up against the velvet-covered bars encircling my existence, I don't feel the cold steel beneath. I feel safe. Rand Kemsley, North Bay.